be traveling to the...
Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. I still haven't thought of what I'm going to call it today. Let's say it's the moonshot of smart radio, because we have all the smartest people, and they're very smart, and we're going on an exciting trip to somewhere nobody ever went before, and that's what we're doing, and we're planting that flag on the moon, and because we're so smart, because we're actually capable of doing things, okay? Not just making believe and pretending, but we actually do things. There you go. And while you're on the moon, click back on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and send a donation, all right? Do that. And while you're up there, also, you don't want to be eating kosher-certified food. Or maybe you do, but you want to know the difference, because that's what we're all about, is knowing the difference. And download the Kosher-tified app. It will tell you all about the kosher question and whether you want to say yes or no, because it is a yes or no question. All right. Today's Monday. We have Mark Collett. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. It's great to be here. You are ruining my bank holiday yet again. America and Britain need to get their act together in having bank holidays on the same day, because I have just cut short my family bank holiday to do this excellent show. Everyone else is enjoying themselves. We went to a farm this morning with our little one, and we sped home at lunchtime so I can entertain you and your listeners.
Well, I'm sorry about ruining your bank holiday, but
it's not ruined, really. You know, I love doing your show.
You know what I always think of when I hear bank holiday?
You always think of Wallace and Gromit.
And what were they doing on the bank holiday?
I think they went to the moon.
They did go to the moon. Talk about a coincidence, because we didn't even...
Well, that's why I thought I'd mention this. I knew you'd talk about the moon. You've talked about the moon there, and this always brings it up. This is your thing. You love Wallace and Gromit, don't you?
I do love Wallace and Gromit. I love Wallace and Gromit, and that was my very favorite movie of all times, even though it was only 20 minutes long. But, you know, honestly, when I watch a Hollywood movie, usually I only enjoy the first 20 minutes anyway, and then the rest of it is they're all the same. But here we are, and we're facing absolute tyranny, where they're locking us down, where they're inhibiting international travel, and in a lot of places, domestic travel. Australia, you can't travel freely. It's not that, not just that you can't fly in and out of the country, but typically you can't move between states. You can't go from Victoria to New South Wales. And they're forcing us to take vaccines, ever more coercive measures. And at this point, it doesn't matter if the vaccine is safe and effective, 100% safe and effective. That's not even the issue anymore. The issue is the precedent. And you know, you could say, well, they've been mandating certain childhood vaccines for school children and things like that, but here, I mean, they've taken it to another level. The tyranny is at, I mean, they've already used this as an excuse to change election laws, fake elections. It's really right up in our face, and I feel we've got our backs against the wall. And here's the question. Are we up for it? Are we fighting back properly? Or when I say properly, effectively, safe and effectively. It's a question.
Are we fighting back safe and effectively?
Or at least effectively.
I think we are. I think we're fighting back as well as we can. I think it's very difficult to fight back against this. I think that fighting back against this is something that we have to do in our own way as well. I think that it's difficult to fight back against this, because when we're doing this, we're fighting back against what's going on with lots of other people. Now, I've spoken about this a number of times, and I've spoken about this with a number of different people, because you've seen these sizable movements against the lockdown. We've seen these huge, huge demonstrations, especially here in the UK, where we've seen marches with over a million people. And that's something that can't be sniffed at. You can't sniff at a million people marching through London against the lockdown. I think that is a really, really good thing. I think that's a positive demonstration of the number of people who are against lockdowns. And that's a reason for celebration, really. I think that that's a reason we should all get a little bit hyped up, because there are plenty of people out there who don't want lockdowns.
And does it so, seem as if the government is acknowledging that and having to temper what they do?
Well, that's a different thing. That's a different thing altogether. I've often talked about this particular issue, about these mass protests, and how actually I'm not sure whether they have an effect on government policy, for example. So that's one thing. But what I've got to say is, you see those people, and the initial feeling you have is you want to reach out to those people. You want to reach as many of those people as possible, and you want to say to those people, look, the people that have your interests at heart are actually nationalists. Nationalists have your interests at heart. Nationalists want the lockdowns to end. Nationalists want to give you a choice over whether to take the vaccine or not. Nationalists want you to have freedom, your body, your choice. And we don't want systems of vaccine passports. We don't want you having to log in everywhere you go. We don't want you to be forced to take a jab when you're under the age of 60 and perfectly healthy, to go to a restaurant or go to work. We think that is tyranny, and we're against that. We want closed borders, yes. We want a overwhelmingly homogenous society, yes. But within that closed, homogenous society, we believe in creating a high trust, high IQ environment where freedom and the rights of those people are guaranteed. That's something that we stand for. And I think that's very saleable, because on one hand, the press, the media, the powers that be tell people that nationalists will be the people who take away your rights. Nationalists will be the people who make life worse for you. Nationalists will be the people who, if they got into power, would clamp down on human rights. And here we are saying, well, actually, we don't want to clamp down on human rights at all. Actually, we want to give people more rights than this horrible neo-communist system, which seeks to take away people's rights and put in place this snitching system where we're all informing on our neighbours, masks, which are a visual sign of compliance, and obviously the vaccine passport, which not only takes away our rights, but also, it not just takes away our rights, but it also allows the government to monitor us wherever we go. And I think all of that is quite saleable, because we're the guys calling for freedom. We're the guys calling for everybody to have more rights. So I think that's important. I think that's very important. But when you go to those marches, you do see vast numbers of people. And as I said earlier, it's a very normal reaction for our people to say, yes, we want to reach out to those people. We want to reach out to the masses. We want to go to those 1 million plus people and say, look, there's actually a political organization that wants to represent you and actually has your interests at heart. And I think that sounds fantastic, don't you? I think that sounds absolutely wonderful. However, the problem with these mass protests is, although there's a lot of people there, and although on the surface those people are very, very willing to go out and do something, so there's a lot of people and they're active, they're not a homogenous group in themselves. They're a vast, disparate group of people who all have different ideas, who all have different political leanings, who all often have some very wacky ideas as well. And I see them as a loose collection of people bound together by one shared dislike. And that shared dislike is these lockdowns. Now, why are they there? Well, some people are there because they think COVID is caused by 5G towers. Some people are there because they think COVID isn't real. Some people are there because they think COVID was a weapon of mass destruction created in a Wuhan lab to bring the West to its knees. Some people are there because they think COVID was fake to stop President Trump winning a second term. Some people are there because they think COVID is basically just a cold or the flu repackaged and it's there to take away our rights. Some people are there because they think COVID was patented and put into action by Queen Elizabeth because she's trying to cull the vast majority of people on the planet so her and her shape-shifting lizard friends can take over. And that sounds funny, but some people there genuinely think that. Now, if you sat all these people, or if you took a cross-section of one of those marches and sat them all down in a room and asked them to agree on something, other than the fact they wanted the lockdown to end, it would probably be pretty tough to get them to agree on anything, even to get them to agree on COVID, as some of those people are complete wacky nutters and they don't think viruses even exist. They believe that viruses are created by the body as helpful little things that actually save lives, not destroy them. And then you realize that actually pulling all these people together, actually appealing to these people and winning them over, and it seems like a big blue ocean, doesn't it? Let's get all these people on board. Nationalism can gain from this. But then you realize it's not going to be that simple. You probably wouldn't want a sizable chunk of these people on board anyway, because some of them are, without being mean, legitimately nutters. They are actual strange people that you simply would not want on board. And then others still are people that if you did get them on board, they wouldn't agree with you on anything else, because some of these people are actually liberals. Some of these people are old school hippies. Some of these people are ravers who want to go out and party and live a hedonistic lifestyle, and they're pushing back against the lockdown because they can't go and dress in crazy clothes and rave and take drugs till 6 a.m. anymore. Well, they're not going to fit in the world that we want to create. They're not the people who want to create the world we want to create. And I think that this anti-lockdown movement is something that we've tried to reach out to. It's a group that we've tried to get on board with us. But the more I look into them and the more I try to speak to people, yes, we can win some of them over, but the idea that we can co-opt this mass movement and do something with them, I think it's very naive, and I don't think it's possible.
Okay, so that, I mean, that's a question which was actually a slightly different question from the one I was looking at, but it's equally or even more important. To what extent couldn't we capitalize on this movement, the anti-lockdown movement, in order to grow our more, nationalist movement? So that's a question. There's also the question of can the anti-lockdown, anti-coronapocalypse movement, can it win in its own narrow objective of stopping the lockdown, stopping the virus mandates, and stopping the whole corona hysteria? And, you mentioned the nutty, kooky ideas in there, and specifically the viruses don't even exist. And it seems to me, if you're, because ultimately, you're trying to not just get these people who are marching onto our sides as nationalists, but you're trying to get the people who are at home not marching, believing the government, believing social media tycoons, that all these measures are perfectly reasonable and necessary, because we do want to stop these measures. Whether or not, you know, stopping the lockdowns and everything is going to stem the tide of immigration or end foreign wars or other things we want to do, is kind of, you know, that's maybe a separate issue. But we do want to end these lockdowns and vaccine mandates and passports because they're oppressive. They're horribly oppressive. We want to end them, so we need to reach out not just to the people who are in the streets, but we need to reach out to the people who aren't in the streets. And if you're saying that these measures in and of themselves are not warranted, they're just not warranted, that you know, no matter what, we're just not seeing dead bodies lying in the street. There's not a crisis anywhere near the magnitude that would justify such extraordinary infringements on our traditional freedoms. That, I think, is a pretty easy case to make. But every time you add something to it that this particular virus doesn't exist, you're moving the goalpost farther back. It's more that you've got to convince people of. That viruses in general don't exist, you're moving the goalpost even farther back. That viruses do exist, but they're manufactured by your own body to protect us. I mean, you're moving the goalposts farther and farther back. Every time you introduce weird, I mean, I know the people who are introducing them probably sincerely believe it, but even if you sincerely believe it, you're requiring the people we're trying to reach to completely reject everything they've learned already. And I know what the answer is. The answer is, well, look, they've lied to us about the coronavirus, or they've lied to us about multiculturalism. They've lied to us about so many things. Why wouldn't they lie to us about how diseases, you know, germs and viruses and bacteria? Why wouldn't they lie to us about gravity? Why wouldn't they lie to us about all sorts of things, about everything? And, you know, so what we wind up is when we convince somebody, this is the fundamental challenge that I see. When we convince people that they've been lied to about politics, about our country's being white supremacist when they're actually ruled by anti-white Jews, right? Once we've convinced people about something so fundamental, there is this natural tendency where people want to say, well, what else have they lied to us about? And they go into physics, and they go into biology, and they go into chemistry, and everything else, things that they don't have any particular expertise, knowledge in. And there is this whole industry of people who have come up with alternatives for everything, for astronomy, for biology, for medicine. They've come up with complete alternatives. And these people who are coming up with the alternatives don't really have to be experts. They don't have to be good at it. They just have to know a little bit more lingo and a little bit more than the complete novices that are now looking for answers. What do you think of that? Am I describing the situation correctly?
I think what we've got here is a government that does not have our interests at heart.
Yes.
And I don't think governments in the West have had our interests at heart for a long time. And I think there was a distinctive turning point in history. And that turning point, for me, was the end of the Second World War. After the Second World War, things changed dramatically. And we started to see a complete shift in the way that we as people were actually treated, and the way that the media, the political parties in the West, joined together to create an illusory political divide and basically rob people in the West of all of their freedoms and choices. Okay. And we'll probably discuss this a bit more after the break, because I've got quite a lengthy point to make.
We will. Okay. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we are back and discussing this real fundamental problem we have, where once we enlighten people to the fundamental fact that their governments don't, and they're not just the government, but the establishment doesn't have their best interests at heart. In fact, that the government is actually hostile to their interests. We open up this massive Pandora box where they decide to look into everything else and will go back over centuries, or in the case of astronomy, maybe even 25 centuries, 2,500 years of accumulated Western knowledge, and want to start from scratch. And there we are.
Well, that's my issue. I can see that there has been a concerted effort to control the way we think, the way we behave, and the way we fundamentally vote and react to threats within our environment post-Second World War. And I understand why people don't trust the government. I understand why people don't trust the media. But then to go back throughout history and throw out every scientific advancement, I think is insane. Because then we're not talking about something that's been happening post-Second World War. You're talking about something that's been happening since ancient Greece. So you hear these people who talk about flat Earth, and I think those people are complete morons. I think these people don't have any understanding of science. They don't have any understanding of simple concepts such as gravity. But when you ever ask them, who's behind this? They say NASA. Well, that's not true, because since ancient Greece, we've known that the Earth is round. And the ancient Greeks accurately predicted to within a decent margin of error, a very small margin of error, how big the Earth was. Even back then, they figured that out. Now, what you're then saying is that since the times, since ancient Greece, political leaders have been trying to completely brainwash all people on the planet. And I don't believe that's the case. I think there have been major changes throughout history. I think you can track these changes. I think you can track when people were essentially bought off by the powers that be, the puppet masters. And that, the biggest change, these people were always had an influence, especially in the 20th century. In the 20th century, the control of certain groups grew and grew. But it was post-Second World War when everything seemed to be captured and locked down. And that was a deciding factor in the way that, that the world would be run. And I think once you start throwing out all science and things that we've known for thousands and thousands of years, because you don't trust the current government or the post-Second World War ruling elite, I think you're starting to look a bit crazy there. And you're only going to put normal people off. But most importantly, you're not going to even be able to prove your points, because take Flat Earth, for example. There is no cohesive way of putting forward that ideology. There is no single cohesive model that shows how a flat earth could work. However, there is a cohesive, one cohesive model that shows how the earth does work as a globe. That's how we can predict things like lunar eclipses and solar eclipses, yet flat earthers can't, because the earth isn't flat. It's as simple as that. These things are quite simple to understand. And if you have just a basic understanding of science, people would know this. But now people are throwing all of that out, and it's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Yes, we are under attack. Yes, I believe the primary reason for these attacks is to ensure that people of European descent do not collectivize, do not push back against their own extinction, because I believe we are, as a racial group, the greatest threat to this new world order, to this global elite, and that is why they want us gone. And I believe that once we go down these bizarre rabbit holes or these hobbyist causes of flat earth and viruses don't exist.
Hobbyist is a very interesting term.
We are not actually doing ourselves any favors whatsoever. We're putting normal people off, and we're going down a road where we can't even prove what we're saying. And proof is very important. So when we talk about something like demographic change in the UK, talking about demographic change in the UK is a good thing, because the government admits it's happening. The statisticians admit it's happening. The censuses show that it is happening. The newspapers regularly report the tens of thousands of people coming into Britain, which backs up what I've just said. And people also have these things called eyes. People can see it is happening. You only have to go to big cities in the UK to see that demographic change is taking place, to see that demographic change is real. It is happening. It is something that is absolutely taking place on a frightening scale at a frightening speed. People can see it, so you can prove it. But when you're pushing something like Flat Earth, you can't actually prove it. And that really does undermine any argument made towards that cause. And then if you marry Flat Earth with the cause of stopping demographic change, you harm those talking about demographic change.
Okay, so we're at the break. We'll continue this on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the show. So, the idea that our governments are led by what I describe as a Jewish-dominated elite that doesn't have our best interests at heart, and you've very accurately described the whole demographic replacement phenomenon, which results from that. This is something that's very, very fundamental. And, you know, the demographic replacement is what people can see with their eyes, right? The Jewish domination of the elite is much harder for people to see. And so it's easier to convince people of that first thing, that white people are being replaced. And it's harder to convince them of the Jewish domination of the elite, because even if they see Tony Blinken and Janet Yellen and all these Jews in the Biden cabinet, even if they see them on TV, they don't even recognize them as Jewish for the most part. So it's harder. And what does that mean? Well, it means that people like myself and David Duke, for instance, who really focus on that Jewish question, that in the current circumstance, we're not really the best suited to be at the forefront of the broader movement. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we're not really the best suited to be at the forefront of a broader movement that is rallying people to the awareness that we're being replaced and doing something about it. Ultimately, once people once people are aware that they're being replaced, the why question will follow. And so I think our work is very, very important. But right now, when it is crunch time, and you know, I look around and I see somebody, for instance, I'm going to bring him up, like Nick Fuentes, who doesn't, it's not that he won't, like Alex Jones, for instance, won't ever talk about Jewish power in any serious way. And Nick Fuentes does, but it's just, if you go to his show, it's not going to be like coming to my show or David's show, where we're talking about it every single show. He will talk about it. He acknowledges it. And I think his narrative is much more normie friendly. So I don't know. That's where I'm going with this. But you know, the thing is, in terms of political science, everything that people hear about our society, you know, and its democracy and this and that, that really, I mean, there's really a very, very fundamental fault with that, which there isn't with the biology and the physics. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that we talk about things that we can actually prove. And this is what I was talking about with demographic change.
It does take time to prove it. It's not as easy as walking into a city and looking around with your eyes where everything's immediately obvious, right?
No. But there is major proof. You only have to read books like Dr. David Duke's Jewish Supremacism or The Secret Behind Communism. Those books are both treasure troves of facts and evidence about the power that that particular ethnic group wields. And I believe that when you analyze that, you can talk about that power in a very reasonable way. Now, obviously, if you're one of these people who, how can I put it? I don't want to get on the wrong side of people. If you're one of these people who talks about Jewish power in the way that some people do, you're not going to get anywhere. Because if you're saying, it's all them, people aren't going to follow that. Because firstly, that's untrue. It isn't all Jews. Not all Jews are involved, and not every bad thing that happens to people of European descent is carried out by Jews. And I always am very, very clear when I talk about Jewish power. I always say these people are disproportionately overrepresented within anti-Western activities. Very simple phrase, but it says it all. They are overrepresented when it comes to carrying out acts that are harmful to people of European descent as a cohesive, homogenous group that has in-group preference. So they break down our homogeneity, they harm our thoughts of in-group preference, they often make us dislike ourselves, they often push things upon us that make us view ourselves as the bad guys, that make us not want to breed, that reduce our birth rates. These things can be proved. And we don't talk, or I don't talk about these things in terms of absolutes, because if you talk about things like this in the terms of absolutes, again, it's going to put people off. There are many white people, many people of European descent, and people of other racial groups who are involved also in anti-Western activities. However, Jews are specifically vastly overrepresented and also usually hold positions of extreme power within anti-Western groups. That is a point that can be proven, and it's actually quite a nuanced point. You're not saying it's all them and they're the only ones doing it. However, when you start saying things like gravity doesn't exist or viruses don't exist, those are very absolutist points, which are very, very hard to prove, go against existing scientific evidence that we've had for hundreds or thousands of years and sound extremely kooky. And when you actually try to pair viruses don't exist or the earth is flat or gravity doesn't exist with something much more sensible like Jews are disproportionately overrepresented with their anti-Western activities, the former harms the latter. The flat earth garbage harms the Jewish power narrative. Because if you say something that is extremely easy to discredit, and then you place that statement next to a statement that is actually quite easy to prove, the statement that is easily discredited casts doubt on the statement that is true and easily provable. For example, if you're in court and you tell nine truths, but then you're caught lying once, the one lie undermines the nine truths. That's how it works. And there are cases where entire court hearings have collapsed because of lies told that have undermined a raft of truths. So you have to think like this. You have to present your arguments carefully. You have to present them in a nuanced fashion. And you have to package them with other compelling and provable arguments. That's very important. And that's why, and this dovetails very well with what we were talking about when we started this show, that's why reaching out to certain quarters of the quote-unquote anti-lockdown movement, what would actually end up happening is if we brought those people on board, I believe we would be bringing an awful lot of baggage on board as well. And we would most likely, in the end, undermine a lot of what we are saying. And that is very, very important. Because if you're stood there and you're making a great point about demographic change, and you're stood next to a guy who's ranting about 5G masts, unfortunately, the 5G mast nonsense taints the very true, very real, and very present danger of demographic change.
There's so many interesting things there. I can hardly unpack it. So our credibility is extremely important to us. We are fighting with our backs against the wall, and we have a lot less resources, financial resources. We can easily be censored. We move to another platform. That platform can get shut down. So our credibility is extremely important to us. And you can think of the other side, the establishment media, right? And they tell lies all the time. They tell lies all the time, but for the most part are able to get away with it. I mean, I'm still amazed talking to my neighbors who are saying, of course the vaccines are effective. And, you know, we've got this Israeli study. Israel's the most... just about the most vaccinated nation out there, and their own review board, official review board, is coming back and saying, well, actually the vaccines, while they might have a slight prophylactic benefit for elderly people who take them in order to get less severe symptoms, in terms of transmission, in terms of being able to catch the virus, spread the virus and whatnot, they do nothing. There's no impact in non-vaccinated people. Having non-vaccinated people in no way is making things worse for the vaccinated or for society in general, right? But maybe I went too far on that. But the thing is, they can get away with lying because they control the narrative for the most part. But what happens, though, and this underscores what you were just saying about our own credibility and what happens if we're standing next to somebody who says 5G, what happens when somebody actually becomes enlightened to, they're lying about something fundamental. And the next thing you know, that one thing that they're lying about, all of a sudden you're finding people who now have zero faith in anything that the establishment has told them. And they go back to square one, where there's no gravity, where there, you know, there's no viruses, so that's the response of somebody who realizes that they've been lied to. Is, I mean, that's naturally what they're going to do, is stop believing everything. And so for us, at the point you were making, is that if we that we lose all our credibility if we're talking about things that we can't prove, which I think is exactly right. And then the other thing is you see this once people realize that the establishment's lying to them, then anything that they link to the establishment, whether it's physics or chemistry or botany or whatever, history, everything is becomes a lie.
Everything becomes a lie. And then these people have to recreate almost the entirety of human history. They then have to recreate the whole of human history, the entirety of chemistry, biology, and physics. You have to then rewrite every single thing. Nothing is real. Everything is false. And as soon as you get to that position, I believe once you're in that position, that is it. You are effectively done. You can't convince people to go that far. And not only can't you convince people to go that far, but actually going that far isn't a good place to go, because it's very, very dangerous. It's untrue for a start. You can't start pushing that because you taint everything. You become a tinfoil hat wearing nutter. And it's very interesting, isn't it? Because they called talk of demographic change, white genocide, a conspiracy theory. Now they say it's not a conspiracy theory, it's just good for us. That is something that we have pushed. We have managed to prove quite categorically that we are talking sense on this issue. We have proved that this is happening, so much so that the media have now changed their position. And instead of saying, well, actually, this is something that isn't happening, they're now saying, well, it is, and we should celebrate it. And I think that's a really, really strong position for us to actually be in. But that isn't going to happen with issues like gravity, because gravity does exist. And you only need a very basic education in physics or science to understand that. And I believe what you have here is a mixture of two types of people. You have some people who are very adept con men, who look at things like the flat earth model and the flat earthers, and they understand it's garbage, but they understand they can make money out of it. So you have these very adept con artists. And on the other hand, you have people who simply don't understand science, and they're being preyed upon by these con men who understand what they're saying is rubbish, but are selling it in such a way that people buy into it. So you end up with these huge YouTube channels. And flat earth isn't the end of the rabbit hole. There's so many other nonsensical things that I've found on YouTube. I've found theories of hollow earth. I've found theories of young earth that suggest the earth is only 6,000 years old. I've found theories that suggest that mountains are just tree stumps, and once we used to have trees that used to go right up to the edge of our atmosphere, and they've been harvested by aliens, and we're just bugs living on a world that's already been harvested by aliens. And there are people that believe all this. There are people that believe that the Queen and the global elite are shape-shifting lizard people. But you have to ask yourself, with these more wacky ideas, what do we have to gain from them? Well, in my opinion, we have nothing to gain. Mm-hmm. We have everything to lose from these more wacky conspiracy theories. And the reason we have everything to lose from them is because they taint truisms. They taint the truth, because you're presenting the truth. You're presenting something that can be proved alongside something that clearly isn't true and clearly can't be proved. And that is the failing of these anti-lockdown movements, that there's millions of people there, but amongst those millions of people, there are potentially thousands or even tens of thousands of ideologies wacky viewpoints, strange conspiracy theories that are genuinely conspiracy theories. And that leaves those crowds in a position that they will never actually ever form any kind of cohesive group that can win political power and turn things around. And that is what we need. We need to form cohesive, largely homogenous communities of people who have more than one thing in common. Or you end up having a group like UKIP that has a vast number of diametrically opposed people have one thing in common. And when that one thing's taken away, the whole organization collapses.
Okay, well, we are at the last break, and we'll be back after these important messages.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, and so if we had a mass movement, if we had leadership that had just very down-to-earth, sensible positions, I don't think we'd be having quite this. I think the fact that we have no leadership means that we're like so many boats are just drifting off aimlessly. And obviously, you look at who's allowed on the internet and who's not allowed on the internet. And, you know, you've got, I mentioned Nick Fuentes before, but yourself, I mean, getting deplatformed from this and from that. All the people who have important things to say tend to get deplatformed a lot more than the people who, you just mentioned all these wacky YouTube videos that you see, and those people don't seem to get deplatformed, and maybe you wonder why.
Well, I think I got deplatformed for two reasons. Firstly, I produced videos that were very good for YouTube. They're not very good for BitChute. I'm not saying I'm the greatest video producer of all time. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not patting myself on the back. What I am saying is that I produced good videos for that platform. Videos that were short, concise, easy to understand, highly shareable, and they appealed to people who were sat on YouTube. And you only have to look at the numbers of views I was getting on those videos. I was producing videos about Jewish power that were getting hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views. I was producing videos about demographic change and about writing Europeans out of their own history that were getting millions of views. I had multiple videos with over a million views. So I was doing well on that platform. They then put me on BitChute, and I'm not getting any views. Why? Because the people on BitChute want to hear that Trump is still the president and he's got a secret Marine Corps that are fighting a war in underground bases as we speak against a cabal of Satanists. Those videos do well on BitChute. My short, snappy, informative, scripted videos don't, because the people on BitChute don't want to hear that. That's why I was removed from YouTube. But YouTube still has hour-long documentaries on the Earth being harvested by aliens. It still has hour-long documentaries on the moon landings not being real. It still has hour-long documentaries on the Earth being flat and debates on the Earth only being 6,000 years old. Because those things don't really threaten the powers that be. Talking about the things that we talk about, Jewish power and demographic change, do. That's one reason I was deplatformed. The other reason I was deplatformed is because I don't just talk. I like action. I like getting out there into the real world and doing something about the problems we face. And I want action. And that means I helped form an organization called Patriotic Alternative that pushes back against issues that we talk about. And that makes me very, very unpopular and puts a target over my head. So that's why I believe I have been so heavily deplatformed, and why other people around me have faced the same restrictions. But we are still fighting, and we will continue to fight because we believe it's the right thing to do. And I think that one of the greatest losses to people like myself has been YouTube, because YouTube was somewhere where we were popular, because I think our message actually does resonate with the public.
Well, I think it does, and I certainly hope that through, you know, whatever platforms you have left to you, that you're going to be able to continue to struggle effectively, because I think you're a very effective and very rational person. But thank you so much. That's all the time we have today, but thank you so much for being on with me again this week, Mark.
Thank you so much.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Beagle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.